half of her salary comes from the charter and the rest comes from the district, et cetera. But we can't co-mingle the funds.
We're not going to vote on that.
Don't vote on that.
Going on to 513, behavioral referral policy and practices.
Okay, so this was brought forward by Mrs. Leonard, and I will ask her to stand up and come to the mic if she would like to, and then we can kind of talk about where that's at. I will say that this is kind of an in-between, whether it's a board issue or whether it's a school site issue. But let Mrs. Leonard say what she wants.
Hi. I really appreciate you putting it on the agenda. I do want to thank you for that. Is this better? You're going to make me shake my voice because I don't like standing up and talking in front of people? Okay.
It's the mic stand. Nick, can you bend that towards her?
Oh, I'll just shake and it'll be more embarrassing. Thank you. I know, I'm tall. My husband's short. That's us. So I just want to say thank you first for even just listening to this and putting it on the agenda, no matter what you decide. This policy, referral policy, has bothered me for the last 5 years that my kids have attained school here. And I think 2 weeks ago, it just hit me harder because I received a notice that my daughter was going to get a referral, even though she's on a roll, never been in trouble, and her teachers say she's great, because she didn't have a signature on a progress report. It bothered me. I've always felt that the referrals were given out. The parameters of how someone gets a referral is very vague. Children have gotten referrals for, and I'm shaking because I don't like to do public speaking, but belching in class, being late for class, not wearing the proper shoes, chewing gum. I know two girls that got referrals because they hugged each other. They were not dating, but they were friends and they hugged each other, and it was considered PDA. I know of a fourth grade teacher who was having struggles in class, decided to put pink slips every single day on all the children's desks for them to stare at all day long. And if they get in trouble, they had to fill it out and put their name on it and bring it to her. And if they got too many of those, they got a referral. When I grew up, referrals were big deals, and they're very punitive in the school. It's not like a detention. Usually got them for fighting, being very disrespectful. I am not asking that behavioral plans don't be put in place for kids who misbehave. But I think it's written so vague that now teachers have just passed them out at willy-nilly when they feel like it. When I asked my daughter's teacher, how is she going to get a referral for not having something signed that I have to sign, she said that all the seventh grade teachers got together and decided their own policy for the year to do referrals for 3 missed progress reports. When I responded, how are you changing the policy without the school board, I got no more responses. So we had a little back and forth. I do have that in writing. I also have in writing the note that the teacher sent out to the parents about the pink slip sitting on the desks every day. She notified all the parents. That parent called me. Her daughter, who had never been in trouble ever, comes home crying on a regular basis because she's scared that she's going to get a pink slip that sits on her desk all day long. I just don't think it's mentally healthy. I think there's just too much vagueness. There's too much parameters. I don't know what happened to lunch detention. I don't know if you guys ever did lunch detention. I know the high school does it, or some other type of behavioral plan.
Question. Are you saying that this fourth grade is happening at our site?
Yeah, it happened recently. It was last week.
Okay.
I
thought you said it was at another site.
You have to get 3 pink slips for a referral in fourth grade, but they have to sit there with the pink slips on their desk. Whether they've been good or not all year, it doesn't really matter. They have to sit there with it sitting on their desk. I mean, if my boss asked me to... Not filled out, just sitting there for them to stare at. I mean, if my boss asked me to do that, I would quit. But I just think it should be relooked. I get the 3 strikes you're out. But, you know, even in the state of California, those were for felonies, not misdemeanors. and I just think it's so vague, and people just keep getting these referrals for, I don't know, maybe the admin needs to reprove them. I know I haven't always agreed with Ms. Guzman here. She'll smile at me, but I do believe that she's fair, even though we haven't always agreed. I think she's a fair person, and she looks at all the parameters. Getting a referral for not wearing the proper shoes, you don't even know if that family member can afford different shoes. I mean, it just seems a little odd to me. And what I'm asking is that we just reevaluate it. We reevaluate it, we write it so it's concise. Since it's so punitive and they don't get to go to merit trips or go on the activities that are held at the school, maybe we have an admin overview on them as well. But kind of buckle it down and not make it so vague as just a behavioral slip. And that's what I ask, please.
Thank you.
And I will beg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I did a little research on this, and I do have the two administrators from Bear River here. But let me tell you what I found out, and then if anybody has questions, you can answer, ask them. So there's a difference between a referral and a blue slip. So a child will not get a referral for not having a signed progress report. The progress report is something, the signed progress reports have been across all grade levels for years. We want to make sure that the students are being held accountable to bring that home, show their parents. What happened this year is the seventh grade teachers got together and said, look, we need to give parents more information about how students are doing in school. And so we're going to do bi-monthly progress reports instead of just one and then the report card. They want to give it out to the parents so that there's an opportunity for children to bring their grade up before the end of the trimester. So the issue at hand right now is that the seventh grade are doing more progress reports. It does require that a signature come back. Or the parent can email and say, I saw my child's progress report. The difference between the blue slips for progress reports and blue slips for tardies and some of the other things that were mentioned is that they aren't commingled. So in other words, you can have, let's say you had two blue slips. It takes three blue slips to get a referral. Let's say you had two blue slips for tardy, and then you got a blue slip because you didn't bring the progress report. That does not equal a referral. It's two blue slips for tardy. You have to get another blue slip in that area. For progress reports, it'd have to be three blue slips for progress reports, which would take, it could happen in a trimester, but it would be unusual. Also, the teachers reach out. It's not like I give Rana a progress report and she doesn't bring it back signed tomorrow, you get a blue slip. There's multiple warnings or you know, hey, days, and reaching out to the parent, reaching out to the student, saying bring those back. So that's kind of where that is. The staff as a whole, you know, it's when we look at why people give blue slips versus referrals, and we can talk about referrals differently, but let's say, you know, a child is tardy once. Okay, I mean, it's possible that a teacher could give a blue slip for that one tardy, but it's usually the repeated offenses. Like the belching, you mentioned belching. Most likely, the child had been warned multiple times to knock it off. Stop belching in the middle of class, and they wouldn't do it. I'm supposing, because I wasn't there, and I have no idea. I don't know anything about the shoes unless it was related to PE, and the child was wearing open-toe shoes.
Or if they were flip-flops,
which are...
So what's the difference between the pink slip and the blue slip?
It's just
pink
grade levels.
Grade level. Four, five U's.
Yeah.
Color-wise, okay. The blue slip just color. Has 6, 8 U's. And they're the same thing. You get three warnings. They're simultaneous. It's just each grade, those two grade levels, or two sections of the campus use different colors.
So, and when you look at a blue slip. It is a warning, right? It is a warning. It is not, you don't lose anything if you get one blue slip. You don't lose anything if you get two blue slips. It's when you get the third one that it gives you a referral. We can bypass all blue slips if a child punches somebody. They're going to get a referral. They might even get suspended depending on the situation, right? And so then they're going to lose the merit trip. What the board has passed in the parent handbook is that merits can be made up for everything except the merit trip. So if it takes 80 merits to play sports, to go to dances, and to go walk on graduation, if I have 75, I can make those five up. But the merit trip itself, if I have a referral, then I lose the merit trip for that trimester only. The next trimester, it reboots, and if you go through that without a referral, then you can go on that activity.
Because that's not how I remember it. It used to be,
it used to be all year.
Well, but I remember the trimesters, but they used to be able to get back to 100 one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you show me in the handbook where it says they cannot do the merit activity if they earn back their...
Sure. It says right here that merit policy, students will begin working on a positive merit system to better track their behavior. Each student will begin each new trimester with 100 positive merits in their personal bank. Demerits will be applied to students' banks in the case that they receive a referral, 5 demerits. A suspension is 15 demerits. The students who maintain 100 merits each trimester are eligible to participate in the positive merit activity. Students who receive a referral will have the opportunity to earn back 5 merits in a trimester by working with a member of the school staff. Restorative practices. School administration will determine how much time activity earns back merits during the trimester to return to 100 merits. And then it talks about 6th through 8th grade students falling below 80 merits mark can't be eligible to participate in school sports, school dances, graduation ceremonies. Students will have the opportunity to earn back as many merits as they would like during the school year, but are not eligible for merit activities.
Which is in direct conflict with the last sentence where it says to return to 100 merits in order to meet merit activity points.
It isn't, and we've had this conversation before, that they can get back to 100, but they've lost the merit activity for that trimester by getting the referral. Otherwise, what you could potentially see is Rhonda gets in trouble on Monday. On Tuesday, she gets her 5 merits back because she stays after or does whatever. Wednesday, she gets in trouble again. Thursday, she goes back and makes up her merits. And you never, there's got to be a carrot out there for students to make sure that they follow the rules. And we don't have that many kids that don't go on the merit trips. It's very few that don't make it on the merit trip. And we have some that, you know, made it on 2 of the 3. They didn't make it on all 3 of them. But if you don't have something out there for them, then you're going to have chaos. And we found that during COVID, where we couldn't take them anywhere, that there was no incentive for them to necessarily behave. Now, I can't speak to the fact that what they're getting blue slips for, right? I mean, because I'm smart enough to know that what teachers look at as offensive behavior or whatever you want to call it, unacceptable behavior, somebody might have less concern about shoes, where somebody else,
right.
It's a safety factor because it's...
Well, I think that's why I was bringing it up, that it's so vague and maybe the teachers are misunderstanding, because I heard you talk about, hey, they only get a blue slip if they do these 3 things over and over again. But I know of a student right now who has a referral that's a really good student. She's actually one of my cheer girls, and I was shocked when she told me she had a referral. And I said, what did you get a referral for? She said, I got 3 blue slips. I said, what did you get 3 blue slips for? She said, I was chewing gum at the beginning of the year, then I chewed gum again, and then I pulled my phone out. So it's not a consecutive, it's too vague. It's not a consecutive of the staff understanding what these are for, how these work to get the referrals. So even though she's on a roll, does athletics, and is an all-around great kid, and again, like the progress report signings that we have to do every, I don't know, I get an email every 4 weeks or something like that. We don't know what the children's lives are at home. We don't know if they have absentee parents. To punish a child because a parent doesn't sign a slip for whatever reason, I just think is not right. And I understand it's been a policy for a long time. Policies are meant to be changed and things are meant to look at differently. But the three blue slips consecutive of saying the same thing to someone, I get it, that's annoying, but that's not how it's being pushed out at the school. And like I said, it's since it's so vague, teachers can just make them out for whatever they want, whatever they feel is necessary. I just think it would be better to be a little bit more concise in the, I'm not asking you to get rid of the referral policy, don't get me wrong. I do believe, you know, I've told people a long time ago, I hate all teenagers. You know, I have 3.5 right now. So they can be mouthy, they can do stuff, and they need discipline for sure. But it's just too vague.
And I will tell you that we have had more delineated rules before, and then we got parents saying, well, no, where on here does it say that they can't spit in the teacher's face, right? Or whatever you want to say. It doesn't say that here, so they don't get a referral. So we went to being more vague specifically to make it so that we don't have the parent fighting with us on every time a child gets a referral. The issue that you brought up with the cheerleader that's a good kid,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they know not to chew gum. They know not to bring their phone out during class. And so there's no vagueness there to me.
Right.
Because they know that's going to get a blue slip. So therefore, they got one. I don't know what the third one was.
It was chewing gum as well. And yeah, definitely there should be disciplinary policies. That's why I talked about possibly enacting another one. Like lunch detention, there's steps, just like for employees. I can't just go write up my staff because they said something that's inappropriate. First I have to counsel them. Then we have to counsel them twice. Then we have to give them a verbal. Then we get two writtens. I mean, there's...
I'm so sorry. Can you stop that?
I have like 20 alarms on my phone. I'm so sorry. That means I have to go coach cheer right now or get ready.
Let me just react to that real quick, because when we compare it to like your employees, we do. I mean, a blue slip is like a warning. It's a warning to say, hey, let's not do this again. And another blue slip is your second warning. Let's not do this again.
Right. But when I talk to my employees, I don't have conversations about every little thing that's off. I usually, when I talk to them or give them warnings, it's for severe stuff. I think, honestly, out of this entire year, I have talked to one employee about an inappropriate comment that was made on a meeting. Not to say that my employees are all great. They do mess up things, and it's just, hey, you messed this up, go fix it, go do this. That's why I'm saying I think there should be different levels, like lunch detention. A referral should be for something. If you're gonna be punitive towards a child, it should be because they've done something egregious.
I think the word punitive is, it's a consequence from misbehavior. And if we take away all consequences, there's no reason for children to be.
No, and that's why I'm saying our definitions are different, right? Because consequence, I think, is lunch detention, being pulled into the office. That's what I value a consequence, right? A call home. Like if they know, and Miss Guzman knows, if she calls my home, Spencer, he doesn't go to school there anymore, but he's in big trouble at home. You know, we totally support the staff. I know that's not with everyone. But I'm just saying, referrals are very punitive. They should be for punitive items. They should be for egregious items, not chewing gum. I shouldn't get an email that my daughter, who's in leadership, is a cheerleader and is on honor roll and has never gotten a call home. I think it's, what if I'm just one of those parents that don't sign those forms? And actually, I am. I'm a parent that doesn't sign the forms. I just emailed her teacher today to say, this is my electronic signature. Because
we have someone behind.
Yes.
That also wants to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Hi, guys. My name is Amelia Spooner, and I actually back her cause. My daughter has been bullied at Bear River Middle, and I know her friends have too. And it has been brought to the attention of the administrators, and the said bully only got a referral, and it was for there was some pretty nasty stuff being said. And I do know that it was a referral that was given. I'm sure there was a call home, I'm sure there was, but I'm trying to back her point in the fact that there's referrals given for gum and referrals given for severe bullying. And it seems they're two different things, and it seems a little off.
And we don't, there is not a referral given for gum chewing. It is a blue slip, which is a warning. And then the referral for bullying is you don't get any warning, right?
Okay.
You know, if you're going to do something as outrageous as beating up another child or throwing a ball in their face or something like that, you're going to go directly to the referral stage or potentially suspension. The blue slips are warnings for more minor violations of, you know, chewing gum. I don't know what they all are, but chewing gum and parties and
okay, so
those types of things.
Pink slips.
They're not outrageous enough to say you're getting a referral, but they're saying don't do this again.
Okay.
Right? And if you do it again, you might get a second one. If you do, you're going to get a third one.
See,
and if you get a third one, now you're going to get a referral instead of, because we've told you.
Okay, so a pink slip and a blue slip are not the same thing? Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
And when the 6-8, it was Bear River, and we used blue slips, and we're not going to change the blue slips.
Okay.
So that was kind of that compromise that we had 10 years ago, that you get used, they mean the same thing, they're just different.
Okay, I was confused.
So those
just know that there's a history.
Okay.
From trying to heal people that were unhappy because we combined the schools at one point, it was K-8 for a little while.
Okay.
Do blue slips or pink slips get entered in Aries?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
There's two spots in Aries. One is called discipline,
right.
And that's the blue slips, so the homework teacher can track them. And then assertive discipline,
right.
That only we would be able to, or a secretary would be able to. Blue slips don't get passed on if that's not properly.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out here, and I'm going to throw you under the bus. Because
I
know you well enough. I didn't see your sidekick. I could pick on her too. How do you guys feel about how the policy is written as teachers? I just want to know from the staff what you know.
Yeah.
I you go ahead, Robin.
Beginning of the year, do we give them a little more leniency? I think we all do in the beginning of the year.
I said, what I believe I said was gum chewing, and progress report. Those don't work together. So, I mean, again, a referral. That's what I said. No, that's what I meant. Right.
And that's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. Bottom line is a pink slip or a blue slip, it's just a warning.
Correct.
It's just a three strikes, you're going to get it.
And we do cover the rules at the assembly twice, and then we put different things on the
guarantee
each day, and then there's
about
a grace period.
And that's what I was.
And the slip on the desk all day, though, that's, I mean, that's a normal.
But it wasn't, there was a rise in behavior in the class that was used as a visual reminder. They weren't marked, they weren't filled out. It was just, if you need to do that, it was a reminder for me.
And it's actually all the fourth grade classes that are doing that,
yeah,
because they're having severe behavior issues, and so they're trying to create a bar of this is the behavior. Because I work. Sorry, I'm short. Okay, so I work on the 4-5 side, so that's why I know a little bit about the fourth grade. What they're saying is true. What they're saying is true, and it's all the fourth grade teachers that have done it this past week, I think. And I have seen a lot of the fourth grade teachers in absolute tears almost every day because behaviors are so out of control. And so they're trying to create a bar of behavior. So it's not like they're trying to be mean to them, it's just that. Speaking to the blue slips, I will say that the beginning of this year, the admin did say you need to be very strict about how you write the blue slip. Don't keep adding things to it. Go by what the blue slip is. So by saying we're being very vague and we can write whatever, that's not true. And we also tell, like, for my homeroom, I saw a lot of students getting gum chewing because they were in masks for so many years, so they could do it, and we never knew. And so they're so used to doing it. Well, so I said to them, hey, I'm starting to see a lot of gum chewing. Let's review this again. And this, all the sixth grade, I'm a sixth grade teacher, and they all did that too. So we hound into them. It's not a surprise to them that, oh, I shouldn't be chewing gum. Or we go over and over and over, not just at the rallies, but also in our classrooms and our homerooms. Blue slips, I would be sad for them to go away because we don't have any consequences. If I don't want to go straight to a referral. So we need something that has warning systems in place. So I agree with Robin that it works for us, and we do talk to the kids over and over. Our homeroom student, if they receive a blue slip, the homeroom teacher receives that, and we get to counsel with them. Hey, you got a blue slip. Remember, you shouldn't be pulling out your phone. Remember, you shouldn't be chewing gum. So that's my opinion.
Some of us probably had Mr. Rounds and had it on our nose. So
Add one more thing that Mrs. Leonard talked about, and that's the detention thing. You know, we've tried after-school detention. First of all, staffing it is an issue. Lunch detention, again, staffing it is an issue. And then it creates additional problems because the child says, I'm not going. That is my time to be out on the playground with my friends, and I'm not going. And so they turn a blue slip detention into a referral for refusing to follow up with. And so, you know, those are the things that they work through, the staff works through to try and create an atmosphere that kids know they have to behave, but it's not, how many, on average, what percent of kids language. Don't go on a merit activity in any given trimester. I know this, Richardson doesn't go, but
I maybe have 8 or 10 in my class.
Now, if it's my son, he made it on three his entire junior high career. He was my kid. So, I get it. And trust me, that was embarrassing if I get out.
I hear you.
Wait.
So 10 out of 115 kids, 120 kids.
Well, no, I get per grade level, we'll have about 20. Okay. Per grade level.
Well, yeah, no, but I was talking
about. May not make it. I was talking.
But 20 out of, in 6th or 8th, there's 300 and something children, yes. Right? So, again, it's a small percentage of children that aren't being able to go on this activity. And they're not missing every, there are some that miss every single activity, but there's not many. They might miss the first one, but they get to go to the second and third.
Mr. Gunther, I just want to make it clear that I am not saying to get rid of referrals. And I am not saying to get rid of blue slips. All I'm asking is that the policy be written to be less vague and more concise. So, because I don't believe that people should get referrals for small infractions. I think referrals are punitive and should be for larger infractions. If I have a child that said, I'm not going to go to detention, screw you, that would rule the least of their worries. Okay, because Ms. Boone would call me. We would take care of it. I know not all parents are like that, and you don't always have the support at home, but I fully support our teachers. And when I do get a call, I take it seriously. I have a son who just left Bear River, and if you don't know, I got calls regularly. Regularly. I have a daughter who I never get calls from, who's still getting threatened with a referral. And it brings her to tears because she's a good kid. I mean, my son's a good kid, but man.
So, I know we need to move on, but I just want to clarify your daughter's issue was signing of the pink or signing of the slip, right? The progress
my
report.
Issue. It wasn't just my daughter, the reason why I came forward.
No, I know. I'm just trying to clarify that I want to really reiterate that's a blue slip, not a referral. Okay, a referral is for the other things that you've talked about. So a blue slip.
Getting the progress report signed to me is an assignment. Can we agree upon that? It's an assignment that's asked upon the child. They take this home, get this signed, just like they would do their, the beginning of the year, you know, they take it home, read over and they sign it. They don't get blue slips for missing assignments at school. So somebody can have 10 missing assignments and not get a blue slip.
And they fail.
My daughter could be honor roll and miss her progress report. I don't know why she forgets to show them to me. She actually has really good grades. She's honor roll. And in leadership, but she forgets to give them to me. But that wasn't the reason why I brought it forward. I brought it forward because a lot of parents I have talked to have come to me and said, yeah, my daughter got a referral for this, or my son got a referral for that, and we're talking it out, and we're talking it out, and it's like, wow, that's really not, we don't believe that's referral worthy. And so maybe there's a variance in there. And I'm not asking to get rid of the disciplinary policy. I'm just asking for you guys to review it word by word, possibly rewrite it,